بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, those of you who are from Springfield and who have been attending our weekly Living Islam classes, as well as those from Amherst attending the Living Islam classes in Hampshire Mosque, and of course all those listeners to these podcasts, we talk about the importance of living Islam as distinct and different from talking about Islam. I've always maintained that the most powerful dawah is the dawah of action, because what a person experiences, that is something that strikes them, that is something that stays with them. And no matter what you say or do, people listen with their eyes. They do not listen with their ears, they listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. This morning, I had an absolutely amazing experience. There's a very good friend of mine in Dubai, Xavier Arpudaraj, who is a general manager of one of the big companies there. And Xavier is a Christian, as you can see from his name. And Xavier and I are old friends for many years. Now, Xavier had gone to India. He had some problems. So, when he returned to Dubai, he went to the hospital and they admitted him for a couple of days. Now, Xavier says that he was not feeling well and so on. And in the night, he got up to go to the toilet. And when he went inside, he found the toilet was reeking of cigarette smoke. Now, Xavier used to be a smoker about 20, 30 years ago, and he gave up smoking. So, he's sort of allergic to cigarette smoke, like I am. And he found that extremely disturbing, very disgusting, that he had to go into the toilet. He's already feeling sick, and he has to smell this cigarette smoke. Obviously, it was somebody in the next room who was smoking, and it came through the air duct into Xavier's bathroom. So Xavier made a complaint. He called the hospital administration and he told them this is what's happening. That was it. Next morning, someone comes into his room. That person is a Dubai policeman. So he comes into the room and brings with him a big box of chocolates, apologizes profusely to Xavier and says, I am extremely sorry. I am the man in the next room. I didn't realize that this room was occupied. I didn't realize you are a non-smoker. I sincerely apologize to you for the pain that I caused you unknowingly. And please accept this box of chocolates. So he gives him an enormous box of chocolates and he apologizes to him. Along with this Fajr reminder, I am going to send the voice note that Xavier sent me along with the photograph of this Dubai policeman. Subhanallah, this is the power of Islam in action. Right? I deliberately told you the story the way I told you because I want you to reflect and on what was going through your mind when I narrated the story. Complain to the administration, knock on the door, a policeman comes in. What were you thinking and what actually did it turn out to be? Right? Think of that as well. Now, my point is that this is the power of Islam in action. This is the power of living Islam. The man who came to Xavier, he didn't say anything to him. He wasn't, he didn't give him dawah. He didn't explain Islam to him. He didn't say anything. He didn't even say, I'm Muslim. I mean, you can see the man is a Muslim by looking at him. But that's it. I mean, other than that, he didn't say anything to Xavier. But Xavier is, hugely impressed to the extent that Xavier sent this message. And Xavier sent this message not only to me, he sent it to all the people on his list. And obviously, I don't even know how many people are on his list, but Xavier is a man who's been... He's a very eminent person and he's been living in Dubai for ages. So he's got a lot of people on that list. Now, this is the meaning of living Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and may Allah give us and the tawfiq to practice this beautiful deen that we got from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the way that it is meant to be practiced. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you. I don't want to have a long reminder, just a quick one to reiterate this point that it's so important for us to practice good akhlaq. Now just think about this man. They were made a complaint, that's it. I mean, you know, the hospital, at the most, the hospital could have phoned him and said, we are very sorry about that, that this happened, it won't happen again. The hospital could have done whatever they did, because it was the hospital's responsibility. In any case, if the smoke from one, bathroom is going into another bathroom, then that's not, it's an infrastructure issue. The hospital should deal with it anyway. So that matter could have ended there. There was really no reason for the individual concerned to take the trouble to do what he did. But subhanallah, the man did it. And he did that because of what he believes. Really, subhanallah, it is something which is very important for us to think about and to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to take these initiatives and do things. I keep saying, win the hearts of four people around you and that's it, your job is over. I think this man, this policeman, I don't know his name, he definitely did that with Xavier. I mean, he won over Xavier's heart, and I don't think I don't think that's a matter of question. May Allah bless the man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable him to influence more and more people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide my friend Xavier also to Islam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.